Hello, welcome to Q&A with Perry A. I'm happy to be with you today. It's a beautiful day in Texas, and we already have some questions in clue. I'm excited about that. I always love it when I have some help from you all. I don't know what I know until you ask me the question. That sounds kind of funny sometimes, doesn't it? But it does pull up in my mind how clay works. We're talking about calcium bentonite clay, and this is your day to ask your questions about clay and to get feedback. I'm passionate about clay. For those of you new, clay is a volcanic ash. It's made up of 60 to 80 minerals, most in parts permian, trace minerals they're called. And the clay is burst through the heat of a volcano. It's volcanic ash. And in that process, the heat is so tremendous that it bonds the minerals together. It's like baking a cake. Instead of coming out with a product where when you take it, you get it as a mineral supplement, the minerals actually make a cage with a very strong negative magnetic charge in the center. And when you add water to clay and hydrate the clay, the layers expand with your bentonite or smectite clays. And the toxins, which are positive charge, are drawn into the clay molecule and carried out of the body. Clay is not a drug. It does not kill them. It cuts them off from their source of supply, and they need an anaerobic, acidic environment, moist, dark environment to grow in. Plus, it carries it out of the body. They can't find the environment in it. Dies a natural death. So it doesn't kill bacteria and viruses and funguses and yeast. And I know it works on E. coli, Staphylococcus, Pseudomonas, and the MRSA virus. We have testimonials and studies that show that it does work to pull those out. So it's an amazing product made by God, not by pharmacies. It virtually, the only side effects you get would be a detox reaction, meaning you're detoxing faster than the body can let go, and you may have a headache, be a little lethargic, or break out in a rash, something of that nature. But it only lasts about 3 days. And inside of a week, those toxins should be gone. And you don't want to stop the clay. It's a sign the clay is working, but you may want to cut back on the amount you're taking and just build up gradually. Most people have no problem with it. 90% of the people say they have 3 good bowel movements a day. 10% get constipated, not from the clay building little brick walls in your colon, because it's slippery when it's wet and it doesn't dry out inside of you. It's just because your digestive system is at a place where it's not functioning 100%. In that case, go to the drugstore, excuse me, and get a bottle of magnesium tablets, over-the-counter, 250 milligrams. Follow the directions for that, and you should have no problem whatsoever. We have a first question of our day from Lucy in Minneapolis. She said, I had sinus surgery 1.5 years ago, and since have had chronic sinus infections that I have never had prior to. I've tried everything to clear these, and nothing works. I get this foul taste in my mouth from my sinuses all the time now. It tastes like an infection. It's very foul. Smells bad, too. I've been putting the clay on my sinus areas and drinking it, but I still have this going on. Can I neti with a little tiny bit of clay, or is that not a good idea? What other suggestions do you have? Thank you much. Yes, I think you can neti with it. Also, another thing, but you need to be very careful, is get a pan and boil some clay water like you're going to drink. Just put it in the pan and bring it to a low boil where you have the steam, and get a towel. Now, if you have you want to be careful not to catch your towel on the fire, and you don't want to burn your face with the steam. You just want to breathe in a little bit of the mist and just do it for a minute, say, and you can do that a couple of times a day. Of course, you'll have to use fresh water and throw that out if you're using a metal pan. You don't want to leave it in there for a prolonged period of time. But that usually unloosens a lot of that stuff and gets it out. For a neti pot, I would take a little of the liquid the 1-to-8 ratio when you shake it and let it settle, and take about a teaspoon and add it to your neti pot mixture, and you can, you know, run it through your sinuses. If it stings just a little bit, don't be concerned. It'll stop in a minute. Sometimes with very sensitive mucous membrane like that, it gets a little bit of stinging, but I've had people that continue to use it and have good results. So thank you for that question. And here's another comment from Lucy. Just a sec. Okay. Let me get done with that one. She said, this is not a question but a comment. I ordered another clay to compare, and let me tell you what, that other stuff is awful. She capitalized awful. I was so curious the difference. Although I ordered living clay, the 5 pounds, and love it to pieces, I was going through it like water and thought maybe another clay for my baths would be okay. Well, no. Even if it is cheap, you still are wasting your money and time. I will use it in my garden. It's not fit for anything else. It doesn't mix. It clumps. It's pasty, granular, and clumpy instead of thick and smooth like living clay. Love the clay, and thank you. Thank you, Lucy. It's not often we get some beautiful testimonials about that, on comparing the clay with other clays, and I always invite comparison. And I would also like to ask you if I can use that as a testimonial on our website, because it's not making any healing claims. It's just talking about the quality of clay, and the FDA will let us do that. So I'll contact you and see if that's all right. Thank you. Ohio. Well, I just had a weird noise on the phone, and I'm going to ask Cheryl to, maybe it's a call on the, something's going on with my phone, so I hope I'm still connected. If not, I'm going to ask Cheryl to shoot me a message or an email. Last week we had a time when the phone just dropped away, so I want to make sure I'm still on. And I'm getting a funny beep in. Okay, here we are. Dan. Hi, Perry. Wondered if you have help with any people with Tourette syndrome. I believe from my studies that it's mostly a heavy metal overload that causes the tics, some very severe, which is uncontrolled body movement and sometimes verbal outbursts. Thank you, Perry. Love all your shows. I'm familiar with Tourette syndrome, and it's just an uncontrollable thing that comes out. It has nothing to do with intelligence. So if you see somebody with it, understand they're not doing it to aggravate. It just is either a body tick or, like you said, an outburst of a sound. I don't know. I haven't had any results from it, but as far as detoxing the heavy metals, absolutely. I'd like to see anybody with that to start taking clay baths, using 2 cups of clay per bath. Do 2 a week for 3 months, and you should be start seeing some improvement maybe after 1 month or 2 months. I say 2 months, and if you're using 2 baths a week, you want the larger size, and it's cheaper by the pound when you get the larger sizes. But probably in a month and a half, you'll notice if... you know, the only way to really know you're detoxing is to get a blood test or a hair analysis test beforehand and then recheck. We had this child that I've mentioned probably every testimonial lately because it's so amazing. He was 3 and a half. He'd been born with birth defects and had major surgeries, about 20 in his lifetime. And, of course, they'd given him antibiotics and all this medicine. So at 3 and a half, they just tested his blood, and he had 7.3 levels of lead in his blood. His dad called me, and we started him on the clay baths. He took, for his size, he took 1 cup clay baths twice a week for 3 months and was drinking a tablespoon the liquid clay twice a day. They went back for testing inside of 3 months, and the doctors wanted to know what they had been doing. And he said, why? And he said, because his level is at zero. There's no lead present in the body. We want to know what you did. So we do know that it will pull out these heavy metals. And we have numerous tests for other metals as well, aluminum, mercury, arsenic, the whole gamut, radiation, the clay will pull out. What we don't know is how quickly it does. Had he had them tested at 1 month or 2 months, we could tell a progression. But we do know in 3 months. And it's always safe to take a little bit longer after it's out of your system in case there's some small amount still left in there. So that's what I would recommend. And I recommend everybody drink the clay just because it's such a wonderful support to your immune system. And I do have some people with Parkinson who have said that they notice when they take the clay that their tremors are less. They don't go completely away, but they're not as noticeable. So in the past, I've said things that were of a neurological disorder I didn't think clay would help with, like multiple sclerosis or Parkinson or stroke victims. However, drinking the clay helps everybody's immune system. It will get rid of parasites. It balance your pH, and it's just going to support good health. It helps build red blood cells, so there's nothing wrong with taking it. These are very good questions this morning. Thank you. Let's see if we have any more in queue. A barber from Cedar Rapids. What does triple swelling clay mean, and what is its significance? I'm asking this question because I've seen ads for non-swelling calcium bentonite clay implying that non-swelling calcium bentonite is better. Could you please clarify? Your smectites are called swelling bentonites. Your smectite clays are called swelling clays. They're more expanding. They have a higher cation exchange ratio. Now, most of your calcium bentonite swell 1-to-1. So when you add water to it, you would add an equal amount of water as clay, and it'll make a paste. With living clay, you use an equal amount of clay to 3 times the water, so you get triple the amount of clay. So it makes more clay. The clay has more expansions. It's expanding more, so it's holding, capable of having a larger space to hold things since it's making 3 jars of clay. It just turns out to be a triple clay. Your sodium bentonites swell, but they're not always as effective as the calcium bentonites in the healing field. Some of them are okay if it doesn't have extremely high levels of sodium in it. Sodium interacts with the interfacing of the clay. The calcium has a positive 2 and the ionic charge, and the sodium has a plus 1. So these are exchangeable ions. And I'm getting into chemistry here, and I can't do it effectively without getting over your head. But just trust me, the calcium bentonites have a stronger bond in the interfacial layer, so it's a stronger place there than your sodiums. I do know of some sodiums that aren't extremely high. Most of your really high levels are used for industrial uses, oil well drilling muds, slushes for asphalt laying, making plastic and paints, because they're kind of a plastic type clay. So I like the triple swelling clay. It's the Living Clay brand. I don't know of others that swell quite that much. And I invite you to compare, just like Lucy earlier. Just get some of the others and mix them and compare and see how much water it takes to mix them and how creamy and smooth it gets and if it's easy to mix or hard to mix. Some of them mix, when you mix the liquid, mix real easily, but they separate and the water's on top and all the clay is on the bottom. So they start separating immediately. It doesn't stay in emulsion. Your triple swelling clay, this one will make you a good emulsified clay with a 1-to-8 ratio. Probably over answered your question there, but I hope that's effective. Nora Zabowski. Hi, Nora. I've seen your name several times. 2 months ago, I somehow managed to hurt my upper left arm, and it can still ache when I lie in bed on that side, sometimes during the day, and sometimes during the day. Should I put a large poultice on it, and will drinking the clay also help the situation? I think, like I said, the drinking the clay probably won't help your shoulder. I have a shoulder problem, a torn rotator cuff, and when I lay on my right side, I wake up with it aching, and it bothers me all day. Sometimes the muscles in the back, when you pull it, haven't retightened. If you could put a poultice over that shoulder blade at night and put some Glad Press and Seal over and sleep with it on there, it'll try to tighten those muscles and ligaments back up and pull that shoulder blade in place. Even when I lay on my left side, I have to prop a pillow up my right arm so my shoulder doesn't come in. Also, exercises during the day when you're pulling your shoulder blades back and opening that chest, maybe get a massage and work on the muscles on the front of your chest there, under your collarbone. When those tighten up, it pulls those shoulders in, and we get kind of curved shoulders, and then our shoulder blade gets out of place and take it. But I do think a clay poultice will help. It's on your shoulder, but it hurts down in your arm. It's weird how it hurts that muscle in the upper arm. I think I know what you're talking about. And you might check to see if you have a rotator cuff tear. When you pick up plates to put them up high on the shelf, like lifting a milk carton out of the grocery bag or a big bottle of juice, if you feel that hurt, it could be a rotator cuff tear. Get that taken care of, because they can heal it when it's small. I let mine get completely torn. I had a bone spur that was actually cutting into that tendon or ligament there, and it cut it in two, and there wasn't anything for them to get to fix it with. So take care of that shoulder. Nora has another question. My 22-year-old doctor, a DTR. I'm not sure what a 22-year-old DTR. My 22-year-old DTR was to the dentist. She may need a root canal on a back teeth. Can clay ensure she won't be needing this work done? Sometimes it can pull an abscess out of a root canal. They get very deep. What I recommend is packing that tooth with clay powder at night and even during the day if she can. You just get some on a popsicle stick. Just take a little ridge of the powdered clay, either that or the handle of your toothbrush, something flat where you can get a ridge of clay. Pull your cheek out and poke it between your cheek and gum. Dump it around that tooth on both sides. Keep it covered. Now, the saliva is going to hold it to the teeth. The problem is trying to get it back there. You'll get some on your tongue and some around the other teeth. It won't hurt anything. Just drink a little clay and clean your tongue. But basically, it will stay in there. You can sleep with it in at night. I have known people who it literally pulled the infection out, and they got a little pus pocket that came up on the inside. She can also put clay on the outside of the jaw, back starting with her ear, and around that area. Do both of those and see if it doesn't get better. She'll probably have to have it retested. I did have a testimony the other day of a gentleman with, he had 5 cavities. He went to the dentist and had 3 of them filled, was waiting till he got a little more money to tackle the other 2, and he heard about the clay, and he started packing those teeth with clay. And when he went back to have them filled, they couldn't find the cavities, so it remineralized the clay. But you have to do it pretty diligently. Good questions there. It's good to see you on site, Nora. She also says, this is again from Nora, I've read that most all calcium supplements bought in the stores are useless. Body cannot assemble them. If I take living clay, is that all the calcium I need? How much should I take as a maintenance dose, 2 to 4 ounces per day? I'm worried because my bones are getting brittle. You get a tiny bit of calcium from the clay in the cation exchange layer. You'll get only four minerals from the clay. The calcium, a little bit of the calcium, magnesium, potassium, and sodium. These are in the outside layer, loosely attached, where they can let go and then take on, the body can take on one of the stronger bad virus or infections. So it's called your exchange rate, cation exchange capacity. It's not enough for a daily mineral supplement. There are, you can find out which calciums actually do are assimilated in the body, and usually you need to be taking more magnesium than calcium. That helps release the calcium. Plus, doing clay all over your body, doing a full body detox with the clay mud, I have helped heal, or the clay has helped heal broken bones in half the time. I had a 74-year-old gentleman that broke his wrist. He was in a splint, fortunately, so we'd put a clay poultice all around his wrist, put saran wrap around it, and put his splint back on. He would wear it day and night, change it a couple of times a day, let his arm breathe occasionally. He went back to the doctor in 3 weeks, and the doctor tested him and said, you can go back to doing whatever you were doing before. Your wrist is healed. And it usually takes more like 8 weeks to heal a broken bone, 2 months. So it does help build bone density. If anyone has a broken bone, I always recommend as soon as they get the cast off to start putting clay on it just to help rebuild that bone density. It can work. It's so penetrating it can work from outside on the bones. I pack my gums with clay, and the last time I went to the dentist, he told me, he checked my bone density, and he said, you ought to keep your teeth till you're 104. Your bone density is very good. And I totally attribute that to clay, because I've been brushing with it. I pack my gums about twice a month, maybe more. I'm wearing braces now, so I do it more often, because I want to make sure I don't get any cavities with those braces on. So, yeah, you still need to take a good calcium supplement, but clay can help. And like I say, the 2 to 4 ounce dose a day, 2 ounces twice a day is a good amount to take. That's going to help your whole immune system. Like I said, be assured you're getting rid of parasites. And also enrich your red blood cells. Okay, Donna McFarland. I have arthritis in my hands. Would like to use clay to help relieve them. How can I apply clay to my hands and keep it in place? I don't want to get it all over everything. Bedtime would be a good time. Excuse me. Bedtime would be a good time to do that, Donna. Put the clay on your hands. Get a pair of rubber gloves. Put it on kind of thickly, and if you can sleep with the rubber gloves on, or you can wrap your hands in saran wrap and then get some mittens, a little mitten, and slide over it just to keep it in place and keep it from getting on everything. I use Glad Press and Seal. If I get a sore somewhere, I stick it on there, and it sticks to the skin, and it holds the clay mud or the poultice in place. And when you peel it off, it doesn't peel off your hide like a Band-Aid does, or some type of bandage. The adhesion on the Band-Aids, I guess I'm allergic to, because it pulls my skin off, then I have red marks, and I have to use the clay on that. So you can cover your hands and wrap them in saran wrap. You won't be able to use your fingers very well, but if it's, you know, I think you'll see some improvement there. And also drinking the clay. We have lots of people with arthritis that started drinking the clay, and they noticed the aches and the arthritis went away, and the knots in their joints began to dissolve, and they got back to where they can flex their fingers. And one guy said if he just touched his finger, he had shooting pain, and now he can knock on wood, and it doesn't bother his finger. So get that clay on your hands and in your body. And clay baths are also excellent. I can't recommend much. I can't explain how much the value is in a clay bath. They are so relaxing. We have autistic children who in their first clay bath calm down, they make more eye contact, and they become verbal. So that's an instant effect with the first bath. So there's something very calming and relaxing, and it releases the energy. Your energy needs to flow through the whole body. And I believe that's what a clay bath does. If you have overexerted muscles that are tender and sore, you take a clay bath, and in 15 minutes, they're back to normal. There's no soreness there. That ache from working in the flower bed the first time that after winter just goes away. So don't be hesitating to take a clay bath. They're wonderful. I had a lady that took one and said it got rid of her migraine headache. So here's a question. Francis from San Francisco, can you explain why clay sometimes causes constipation and what can be done to offset this? The reason it does, it's not the clay that's causing the complication. It's the imbalance in your digestive system. Something's not functioning right. The clay is trying to bang it into balance. It may take a while before it gets there. Sometimes it happens when you're first taking it because it's literally pulling old putrefied fecal matter that's dried and stuck up in the crevices of your colon. When it pulls this crud out, it's dried, it's hard, it's old, it's going to be smelly, it's going to be darker than your normal feces, and it's cleaning house. It's pulling the old stuff out. And during that process, the old stuff just gets in the way and clogs up the pipeline. So keep taking the clay. But also take the over-the-counter magnesium tablets. Now, some people just are chronically constipated, always have been, and their peristalsis muscles have quit functioning. Remember, when you take the clay, it's wet, and when you wash that little glass out, it's kind of slippery. So it's slick when wet, and it doesn't dry out in the body. So it's not building little brick walls, little clay walls. So just take your over-the-counter magnesium tablets, 250 milligram. It's not a laxative. Most of us need more calcium in our bodies anyway. And like you say, your ratio to calcium to magnesium, the calcium needs to be slightly higher to make your calcium bioavailable to the body. So that's another benefit of that. Nora says again, I've been using clay to brush my teeth and haven't in my entire life been told such a great report. The dentist told me your gums look beautiful. Everything looks great. I have periodontal disease, and I used to have deep pockets. I'm so excited. Wow, there's another testimonial. And Nora, may I use that to put in the testimonial book? Excuse me, I forgot to bring a glass of water with me. Yes, I get that report, too. I am, with my braces on, I have to be careful of the pockets, and I use to brush my teeth with the clay powder. I put toothpaste on my toothbrush, and I dip it in the clay powder and brush my teeth. And I have a testimonial here about a person who had one tooth was darker than the others, and she started brushing her teeth with clay, and in 4 days, I believe it was 4 days, let me find the testimonial over here. I used the clay to brush my teeth. I had one tooth that was darker. After 4 days, you can barely tell which one it was. I love the clay, Cecilia D. So, yes, it's quite amazing. And that's a great testimonial. I had a lady scheduled for periodontal disease surgery, and she started using the clay and poultice on Sunday, and her scheduling operation was on Friday, and fortunately she had a good doctor, and he recognized that the pockets were tightening up and closing, and so they canceled the surgery. And the last time I talked to her, it had been 5 years, and she never had the surgery. As long as you, even just using the clay to brush your teeth, it pulls those bacteria out of those pockets and tightens the pockets. That's a definite. Thank you for sharing that. That's a beautiful testimonial. I want to capture that one. Cheryl, if you can get a copy of that. And then I'll ask Nora by email if she will. She will let us use that. Well, it's a good day for testimonials today. I love having testimonials. All right, let's see what else we have here. Wonderful day for questions. looks like we're caught up on questions, and our time is just about up. I did have some testimonials, some new testimonials this week I wanted to read to you. I apologize. I don't know what's happening in my throat this morning. I just talk so long it gets dry and I get gravelly voiced here. Liver fluke removal. I need my clay to be sipping on, right? Liver fluke removal. I have been having some pain in my upper stomach all the way down to my pelvis area, clearly my gastro system. What is interesting is that, like you said, the liquid clay will remove parasites. Well, after several days of 2 ounces two times a day and a lot of distilled water with lemon, I've had at least 4 bowel movements clearly containing visible organisms that appear to be liver flukes. After that, my pain went away. Isn't that amazing? Carla S. So there's your proof of that. She sent me the pictures, and you can make out the forms of the worms in there. And when I checked them on the Internet, they looked exactly like the shape of the liver flukes. So we've got some wonderful success with that. And most people don't catch it. They wouldn't notice it. They just, you know, it goes away. We flush it before we notice it. I don't know too many people who inspect their stools. Returning energy. It has been 30 days since I started my regime of internal and topical use, currently up to 3 ounces two times a day. It seems I have more energy, able to accomplish more during the day. At least I'm not tiring as easily. So for me, that's a big plus. Working out 2 times weekly, starting early, like 4 to 5 a.m., which necessitates rising 2 hours prior to prepare for the day. Now remember, I'm 63 and nowhere near being in shape. I'm now able to get some light chores done afterwards, plus a couple of hours the following morning. I could not do this 2 months ago. I can state for the record, my BMs have increased noticeably, size consistent throughout the day. Merely the total number has increased. That's about it for this moment. Well, that's quite a bit there, Bill, and thank you for sharing that. So it took him a while. Sometimes our systems really get out of whack, and it may take a couple of months on the clay to get things balanced where we start seeing noticeable results, but wonderful noticeable results there. And I think that's it for today on the testimonials that I had lined up for you. And it's been a wonderful day visiting with you. Thank you. Now go get some clay. Drink it, eat it, brush with it, and put it on what hurts. Insect bites, whatever. Have a wonderful day, and this is Perry Aves thanking you profusely from the bottom of my heart for the wonderful questions and the wonderful testimonials. Enjoy your day and enjoy living clay. This is Perry Aves signing out. I never know how to say goodbye when I don't have an audience to look at to say nod your head or something, so I'm going to land this plane and get off the air. How about that?